Tell us, you won last night, 10 rounds, won on all three scorecards, and you won 10-0, so you won every round. You can't do much better than that, except knock the man out.
Yeah, Miles, you know, it was a great night for me. It was a big step up in class for me, opponent-wise, and also in rounds. You know, I've never went past four rounds in my professional career, and to go 10 last night with a very good professional fighter with 26 pro fights, you know, 23 ones. It was a great experience for me last night. Money can't buy that kind of experience, do you know what I mean? And, you know, it was valuable to get that victory last night and do it in style.
Well, you did it in style. Were you in any bother at any stage during that 10-round fight?
To be honest, Miles, you know, I felt very comfortable throughout the whole fight. I felt in control, and, you know, it was a very comfortable victory for me, to be honest. You know, definitely later on in the fight, I could find myself getting a wee bit tired going into the 8th, 9th and 10th round, you know, but that was to be expected, first time going 10 rounds. But, you know, I felt as if I paced myself very well, and there was times maybe that I could have applied a wee bit more pressure and took the fight to him a wee bit more, but I held back on it a little bit because I just wanted to make sure that I had plenty in the tank later on in the rounds. And, you know, it worked very well. The game plan worked very well, and, you know, I really didn't have to change anything from the first round. The jabs and backhands were working great, and, you know, I kept doing it and, you know, stayed very focused. And it was very important for me to stay focused, you know, just take it one round at a time, because now these fights are like a marathon. You can't look at the finish line whenever you run the marathon. You just got to take it one round at a time and be very focused and patient and take care of business.
You always said before that that man in the far corner was about to try and take your title or take what you're aiming for. Were there any opportunities during the fight where you said, well, maybe we might get rid of this man in this round?
Yeah, there was. He was a bit of a showboater as well. Do you know what I mean, Miles? And every time I would catch him a good shot, he'd stick his tongue out, and he would start wobbling. He was talking a wee bit of stuff to me, and during the fight, you know what I mean. But I was glad to see that because I knew I was getting to him, and I knew he was frustrated and that his game plan wasn't working. And he was bothered by me, you know, whenever he started doing all that. I definitely caught him a few times, I think, once in the 6th round where I wobbled him. And once in the 9th round, I caught him some lovely shots, and his legs went, and his arms kind of buckled a bit and went dangly. And I tried to go in for the kill, do you know what I mean? But the ref broke us up, and he got his bit of a break, and I just took my foot off the gas a bit again then. And because the game plan was going well, you know, I was one in the rounds. It was the 9th round. I had the fight in the bag at that stage, do you know what I mean? So it was just about keeping it nice and simple, keep doing what I was doing and making no mistakes. And, you know, I got the victory last night on a massive stage over here in Las Vegas. And, you know, I'm really pleased and happy. You know, there's still a lot of room for improvements, a lot of more experience to gain, and you know, I'm climbing the ladder in the right way.
Well, you sure are. But were there any times during the fight that you said, well, now there's a situation where I could be got at, you know, whenever you're maybe attacking, you know, had he the potential at any stage to maybe do damage to you?
There was a few times, you know, he tried to let a lot of heavy shots go on me, but my defence was on point last night. You know, I was blocking his shots well whenever he did come to attack. And, you know, he'd throw three or four shots, and I was blocking them nice on the gloves and on the elbows. And he knew that, and he stopped because he obviously didn't want to tire himself out either by just hitting my gloves and doing no damage. You know, as I said, you know, I did feel very in control throughout the whole fight. And, you know, that's a great thing to come away and to be able to say. But as I say, you know, whenever I look back on the fight, to be honest, it's a big blur to me as well at the minute. You know, I've been in Vegas from Monday right through now until Sunday. And, you know, looking back at the week, it's just been, it's been amazing, but it's just a big blur, you know, all the media and everything like that was just, it was a brilliant experience, Miles, and, you know, it was a great experience for me to gain and to get so early on in my career, and, you know, I was delighted with it.
Well, you've always said that, you know, this month was going to be important, and indeed this year is important for you. You know, this is the first, I suppose, big step in stepping up to the, to the bigger stage, and what you have experienced in the last week is part of that experience of, it's not all about the boxing, that's vital, obviously, but it's what happens before and during and after that you have to get used to as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the reason that I turned professional out here in America is to, you know, of course, you know, I'm very early on in my career, but at the end of the day, you know, I want to become world champion. I want to become the best fighter I can possibly be. So for me to do that, I need to get out here and I need to feel my way into it, get this experience of being on these big shows and getting the taste of all that's going on. You know, I came here, I flew in Monday, I had grand arrivals on Tuesday, I had a press conference on Wednesday, media workout on Thursday, weigh-ins on Friday, fight on Saturday, and then you get your Sunday, do you know what I mean? It's crazy, and it can tire you out, but it's great for me to come here now to know that and to be prepared the next time, and the more I do it, the more prepared I will be, and the more it'll just become a second nature to me, you know. So overall, you know, my every day I was coming back and going to my bed and thinking, Jesus, this is unbelievable, you know. I'm blessed to be given the opportunities that I'm getting, and you know, enjoying every minute of it. Boxing's a short career, life can be short, and you know, it's all about enjoying every day as it comes.
And in relation to the, you know, the fact that you have to train as well, because you have to meet the weight and so on, and you have to obviously do a certain amount each day to be, in your own mind, happy that you're just ready for the fight. So was it difficult to balance all that?
Yeah, you know, it was it was non-stop, you know, from when I got up in the morning. You know, I went and checked my weight, got a bite of breakfast, went to the media room, did my media, came back, had a bit of a rest in the room for 30 minutes to an hour, and then I had a press conference or a media workout or the grand arrivals, and I went and did that, came back to my room, got ready, did a bit of training to keep the weight under control, and then 7, 8 o'clock in the evening comes then, you know, and you're just ready for your bed. So it definitely, you know, as I said, it's getting that experience of being in the mix of all that and being so busy, you know, that I'll be more prepared for it now every time that it comes along. And as I said before, that's experience money can't buy, and it's all about learning and growing and just getting used to the whole setup over here.
Did your management team look after all that? Do they, you know, say you're doing this now and you're doing that and so on, and obviously under control?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, it's a great setup. You know, my Golden Boy Promotions are unbelievable. My management, Sheer Sports, and my coaches, you know, are absolutely unbelievable. They have everything on point. They have my diary wrote out every day, what times to be here, there, what I have to do exactly, and you know, I can fill in between. Well, I don't really get to fill in much in between, just a bit of a rest. And, you know, they have everything panned out and planned out for me. So, you know, it's that's vital. Like, you know, as soon as you get up in the morning, you need to know exactly what you're doing and how long you have to do this and to do that and get back, get training and get into bed and get rest for the next day. You know, so now we have a great setup. We have a great structure over here and, you know, everything worked well this week.
What was the atmosphere like in the stadium? You know, you were on the undercard of Amir Khan against Saul Alvarez. You know, a massive event. You know, what did you take from it? Was that the biggest event that you've been on the card?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was unbelievable. It was the first sporting event that was held at the brand new T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas, and it was unbelievable to be the first Irishman to fight there and to set my mark there. It was unbelievable. And, you know, I had a lot of fans and family, my two uncles and auntie and friends and family and all came over to support me as well, and it was unbelievable, you know, walking into the ring and hearing them roaring you on. And whenever you get into the ring and, you know, you just look over the ropes and you see your people in the crowd, it's unbelievable. So it is, and you know, it's a long way from the National Stadium in Dublin, and it's great to see, you know, the support is unbelievable. And just mentioning this now, you know, I want to say a big thanks to everybody back at home. Every fight, Miles, is getting bigger and bigger. The support is just unbelievable, and you know, I try to get back to as many people as I can, but I definitely get through everything, and I try and see all the well wishes and good luck messages and everything like that. And I just want to thank everybody back at home, because it means the world to me, the support from everybody back at home. And you know, I'm really, really grateful. It means a lot to me out here whenever you're so far away from home, and I'm very grateful for it.
Is there any possibility of you getting a time off to come back home maybe before the next fight? And do you know anything about the next fight?
Yeah, well, I'm just getting ready to go back to my apartment now in LA, and you know, I have a nice pool over there now, and I'm going to chill out for a week over in LA, just completely unwind. I've been training since January. Obviously, I had a fight in March 25th there as well, and I knew this fight was coming up on May 7th as well. So, you know, it was a long training camp with two fights in between, and it's time now to give the body a wee break and let it heal and get some good grub into me as well and everything like that. So I'll be going back to LA for a week or so now, and of course I'll probably get back in hopefully to see family and friends and everything, and for a short break, you know, and back out to LA and back to work again. I'll be meeting with Golden Boy and my management team this week as well. We'll be sitting down having a talk and seeing what's next for Team Quigley.
You don't have anything lined up as we speak at the moment?
Nothing lined up, Miles, but you know, I definitely would love to get a fight back in Ireland. As I said, you know, the support has been unbelievable, and the amount of ones that are travelling out, and the amount of ones in that, you know, it's not just down to Dublin or across the water to New York, is even further again then from New York to the west coast of America. And you know, I really appreciate the support, everyone coming out, and you know, I'd love to be able to give back to everybody now and to have a big fight back in Ireland very shortly, and just be able to have them say, oh, we'll drive the Quigley fight this weekend, instead of trying to have to plan a whole trip across the world to watch me, you know. So I'd definitely love to get a fight back in Ireland, but as of yet, there's no plans. It's just take everything in now, enjoy this victory, chill out, and we'll take care of business then again whenever the time's right.
Well, when you this fight in Ireland that you would like to have, would you be talking about fighting an Irish man, or are you talking about maybe taking somebody back from America?
It all depends, you know. It all depends on what's on the line. It all depends on my matchmaker, Golden Boy, who they bring up, and you know, that's kind of out of my hands. You know, as I said, there's no even fight date mentioned yet or anything like that. You know, so it's just take it as it comes and stay ready now, and just be looking forward to the future.
Mm-hmm.